This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the first weekend of September, this extended Labor Day weekend, welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today. And my first guest the second hour is a musical legend. She sings well. She's a great actress. She's a great songwriter. And she's a nice, great lady. Melissa Manchester will be joining us. Funny guy. Known him for years. He used to be the opening act for Mr. Frank Sinatra. Comedian Tom Dreesen will be joining us on the show. And then we're going to talk about volunteering. Nice way to retire. Go out and help other people with AmeriCorps. And then we'll be chatting about insurance with Clara Myers. And that's all coming at this hour with Ron Segi Today. After a pause, my first guest, the second hour, legendary singer, songwriter, actress, Melissa Manchester.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. And joining us right now is a real legend in the music business. And she's been with us in the past. And I'm glad she's back. And we're going to talk about a lot of things that she's got in the works. After 19 great albums, lots of awards, and millions of performances, she's here with us right now. Joining us is the legend of Melissa Manchester. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Very happy to be with you, Ron. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been some years since you and I have chatted, and it's nice to have you back here. You know, I was just reading that you took on a teaching post at USC's Thornton School of Music 3 years ago.
That's correct, yeah.
I wonder what it's like when a student walks into a class and he sees that his instructor is Melissa Manchester. I mean, that's got to be a real shocker.
Well, it's lovely, and mostly they learn about me from their parents. but it's so interesting. You know, the thing that I found about teaching is that you only sort of learn what you know when a young one asks you an opinion, and then you think, I know how to answer this.
Wow, very enlightening. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I tell you, your music, your presence on television, on stage, it's just amazing. I mean, when you listen to this music of Melissa Manchester, ladies and gentlemen, Midnight Blue, Whenever I Call You Friend, Through the Eyes of Love, Don't Cry Out Loud, and of course, I just love everything that you do, and always have. But you should hear how she talks about you. I mean, these are all great songs. And I have asked people like Paul Anka, where do these ideas come from? I mean, where do you get these ideas for not only great songs, but songs that are embraced by millions of people and become legendary?
Oh, it comes from all different sources. You know, when you're writing something, a lot of times it comes out of a conversation and suddenly you say something or you hear something and you think, I can build a song around that. You know, it just sort of pulls at your heartstrings. And I've been very fortunate. I've had brilliant friends like Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Sager and Peter Allen and Dean Pitchford and Tom Snow who have provided me with songs that have, you know, been major building blocks on my career.
You know, and a great friendship with Barry Manilow and Bette Midler. Barry was on our show a couple of weeks ago. Did you know a guitar player, Melissa, that worked around for years by the name of Art Phillips?
No.
Okay, I just wonder, because Art is a great producer and arranger in Australia now, and he was with Barry for many years, and he's a dear friend of mine. I'm a singer. He's my first guitar player. I took him out of high school.
And
I just wondered if you knew him. Now, you have a situation that absolutely is probably the most confusing, if you will, of all situations in the entertainment business. And that is, in today's ridiculous music scene, big artists, huge artists like yourself and, you know, just huge artists, Paul McCartney, aren't on a record label. I mean, that is staggering. And I think a lot of it has to do with how radio stations now play music and their corporate enterprises and research and all this other baloney. So you turned around and you are distributing your own material and producing your own songs.
Yeah, well, first of all, there are very few record companies left.
That's true.
And a lot of that had to do with the fact that they shot themselves in the foot. I mean, I've had a lot of success and a lot of failure with record companies, but that comes from having, thank God, a very long career. But what I have learned from my students is that there's a whole new design of a marketplace. There's a whole new way to get one's music out. And I was so fascinated by the fact that my students would come in every 6 months or so with a brand new CD that looked lovely and sounded great and had lovely artwork and shrink wrap and the whole thing. I thought, how did you do this, thinking that they were signed with independent record labels? And they said, well, we're doing it with fan funding. And I asked them what that meant and all the components of it, and I thought, you know what, I want to try this venture out myself. So I got on board with Indiegogo.com, and people can go there, and what's fascinating is it allows the listener and the fan to be part of the process. You know, you contribute different levels of money, and you get different premiums. You know, you can get handwritten lyrics, you can get a signed CD, you can get something downloadable, you can come be with me in the studio, you know, you can have me perform in your backyard. And it's just fascinating. It just allows the listener to be more invested in the process as it goes along. Who knew that people were so interested in the process?
Well, you know, that's very true. And, of course, being in the business for 50 years like I have been, I'm certainly interested in the process. And when I watch the video online, which you got to go to, ladies and gentlemen, it's fascinating. It is what you and I both love, and that's being in a studio around microphones and musicians. But
right.
The process is fun.
And you know what I have found? That even though people know how to pull the rabbit out of the hat, metaphorically, they still get excited when the rabbit shows up.
Yeah, no, you're exactly, boy, well put, I must say, very well put. Now, how did you get up to speed with this? And I say that complimentary because I want to tell you something. I can't even text, all right?
I get it. I have a whole bunch of my students who wanted to jump on board with this. I had a wonderful woman redesign my website so that it's very user-friendly and you can just sort of follow buttons to Indiegogo, where you can learn about what the campaign is. And the campaign is only running for 37 more days. These are limited time campaigns because it helps everybody get focused that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. So we have 37 days to go on the Indiegogo.com campaign. And if you go to my website, melissamanchester.com, you can read about me and what I'm doing and my touring dates and when I'll be in your neighborhood. You know, it's just fantastic to be on this journey for so long. It's wonderful to have so many fans along the way want to be a part of it and supporting you, and it's just wonderful.
Well, you know, and the name is legendary, and you come from a musical family. Your whole family was kind of music-oriented.
I do. My dad was a bassoonist for the Metropolitan Opera,
wow.
And my mother was one of the first women designers to own her own firm on 7th Avenue, Ruth Manchester Limited. My sister Claudia is one of the senior producers. And so it's very lovely, and my kids are great, and everything's fine.
Oh, that's great. And your sister Claudia, my wife's name is Claudia, by the way. And now, here's the other thing. You got a new cover of the Ronettes hit, Be My Baby. Totally different
right.
than the original
right.
Be My Baby by the Ronettes,
right.
which, of course, was Phil Spector's genius.
Right. And the song is 50 years old, which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I started performing it on stage a few years ago. I do an entirely different rendition of it. It's very dreamy. It's beautiful. And
beautiful.
It's free downloadable. If you go into my website, melissamanchester.com, it's your gift from me. You can just download it and it's yours. But we, you know, as soon as I started performing it, the audience would start to sing along in the appropriate background parts.
Wow.
And I thought, man, oh, man, this couldn't be more fun.
Oh.
And so we recorded it, and it's gorgeous.
Now, when you go to the website, that video is extremely interesting, everyone. You got to go see this because Melissa really explains in detail, explains really what you were talking about before about the opportunity of acquiring signed, written lyrics, you know, coming to your church to sing, you know, coming to your backyard.
You can take it. That's right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really done very, very well. I mean, you did a great job with it. And I got to be honest with you, it's such a unique thing from the standpoint of going over and above just selling records on the Internet. I mean, this is kind of an interactive type deal, if you will.
It is. It's very interactive. It makes the fans have an investment in the process of getting it to gold, of getting it done, and you can sort of keep track of the progress of the recording as it goes on. And I'm on Facebook, and if you just type in Melissa Manchester on Facebook, you'll find me. And I talk about the recording, and people chime in on the conversation. It's fascinating. I barely know what I'm doing. My kids have to help me half the time. But it's so interesting because this is honestly, we are in a new industrial revolution.
Yes.
And the wheel is almost being rediscovered, and I'm not sure it ends up entirely round, but I think I just wanted to jump on this adventure and be part of Indiegogo.com and be part of MelissaManchester.com and appeal to my fans who have been along with me for 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's remarkable. And a whole new generation of people who actually know how to maneuver and navigate the Internet.
Well, Melissa, can you join us for a couple more minutes? I want to take a quick pause, come right back. I want to talk about your acting career.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Our very special guest is a legend, Melissa Manchester, and you can go to MelissaManchester.com or Indiegogo.com and find out the latest project with the very lovely and talented Melissa Manchester.
Whatever it is, it'll keep till the morning. Haven't we both got better things to do? Midnight blue.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My special guest has been so nice to stay with us another segment. Very talented legend, Melissa Manchester. Now, Melissa, here you are, this huge success in the music industry, yet you are also a very talented actress, being on the soap opera Search for Tomorrow. You have worked on stage. You have worked everywhere possible in the different arena totally. And I would be unfair if I asked you this, but I'm going to ask you anyway, okay? What do you like better, being an actress or being a singer? But I think I know the answer.
Well, you know, all of these different adventures are part of the same creative impulse to express yourself. And I think, however, I'm very grateful for the adventures of acting. I did the national tour of Song and Dance, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
I co-starred in the 25th anniversary performance of Sweeney Todd, Mr. Sondheim's masterpiece.
Wow.
But for me, I sort of live and breathe writing and concert performing and writing for theater. I've written a couple of musicals, and I'm working on a new musical now with Rupert Holmes and Sharon Vaughan called Sweet Potato Queen. So I'll be able to talk to you about that in the near future, hopefully.
Good.
But mostly it's that deeply, I don't know, spiritual, psychic connection, that communal feeling of performing in front of an audience and writing songs and sharing them with people or having other people record them. There's just something so intimate and deeply lovable about the whole experience, because the audience brings so much more than I could ever imagine when I'm sitting in front of a blank piece of paper writing a song. You know, they project all of their feelings. They project their clarity because of the song. They project their sense of isolation, that they didn't know anybody else was thinking about what they were thinking about, and that my song somehow gave them voice. It was just incredible. And with this new album, which is called, by the way, You Gotta Love the Life, it's half cover songs. Be My Baby, Son of a Preacher Man, which the great Dusty Springfield
sure.
made famous, From This Moment On, and Let's Face the Music and Dance, the brilliant songs by Cole Porter and Irving Berlin, plus original songs. So there's something for everybody, and I just feel that there's so much to think about, to feel blessed about, and never take for granted the fact that people have walked this walk with me for 40 years. It's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, like our mutual friend Dick Clark used to say, it's the blueprint of your life, music. You know, even though you can play a part in a role, like the remarkable job you did for The Boys, the Bette Midler film, and The Blossom, of course, starring in the musical I Sent a Letter to My Love, always doing something that you're not. But when you're singing, you're reflecting, even though you may not even know it at the time as a singer, you're reflecting your own emotions and thoughts, and boy, that is very, very personal.
Yes, it's true. Well, you know what happens? The songs become your monologues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and somebody was asking me if I ever got tired of any of the songs, and honestly, I don't. I love these songs. I love to share them. I love to... The live experience is so thrilling because you get a chance to try new things out.
Right.
And the audience feels honored and blessed that they could be a witness to these things if they work out, and it's funny if they don't work out.
Yeah,
you know?
It's immediate reaction, immediate response in a concert situation.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Nominated for a Grammy in 1978 and 79, received the Grammy Award in 1982 for Best Female Vocalist, And I'm going back to this video on your website for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Being as close as you are to Bette Midler and Barry Manilow, and Barry and I were talking a couple of weeks ago, and he was on the show about, you know, his great love, as I have a great passion for, and I know you do, of building music in schools. Sometimes takes a backseat. Every town that he plays a concert in, he gives away a piano, and you've hopped on that bandwagon. And
I have indeed, yes. If you contribute to the Indiegogo website for Melissa Manchester, you just type in my name. Once you get there, it'll direct you directly to the site. If you contribute to the project, You Gotta Love the Life, a portion of the proceeds I have designated for the Manilow Project, because he's so passionate, as am I, to restore music education, arts education in the public school system. For some ridiculous reason, people don't realize that arts education is a fundamental part of an educated society. And the fact that he has his fans bring in broken instruments that he repairs, his foundation repairs, and donates to the public school system is really saintly work. I'm so proud of him, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
And I tip my hat to you. I really do, Melissa, because that is a great cause. I don't want to get on a soapbox, but, you know, so many times there is a concern in schools about the sports program, and these are all important. But when you talk about music, music is the universal language. Some people may not like football. Some people may not like basketball. Everybody likes music in some form or another.
Well, indeed, and it gives kids who are going through a very hormonal, angst-ridden period of their lives some kind of structured but safe outlet.
Right.
To be deeply creative and deeply expressive, and it saves lives.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many people have sent me letters and emails over the years about that my song kept them from committing suicide, or helped them to finally propose to somebody, or helped them to decide to make a baby. You name it. It's just... it's very important, and I'm very pleased to be working alongside Barry.
And memories. Every time I hear one of your songs, I could tell you where, what I was doing at the time. I mean, gosh, it's unbelievable. What does it feel like to have a dormitory named after you?
Isn't that funny?
That's great.
I'm not only do I have a dormitory named after me, which I'm thrilled about, there is a fleet of young women named after me. Their moms named them Melissa after me years ago,
yeah.
And they come and visit me now, and they're in their 20s now, and it's very sweet.
That's great. And also received the Governor's Award from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences for her contributions to the music and recording arts. Pretty classy stuff.
Yeah.
Again, that website is Indiegogo.com.
Yes, or you can go to melissamanchester.com, and it will direct you to Indiegogo. And there, you know, you'll find out about news and look at photos and see where I'm going to be touring. I hope it'll be near you. And, it's just a new age and a new adventure, and I'm jumping in with both feet.
Terrific, Melissa. I'm glad you took a little time out to raise your children, as you claimed that you did, but you're back in the mix again. Are you going to be playing down in the Florida area at all?
Oh, absolutely. If you go on the website, I'm actually doing a whole bunch of dates down in Florida this year.
Great.
So go on the website, melissamanchester.com, look under tour dates, and you will see me waving at you.
Geez, maybe I can come up and sing Midnight Blue with you.
You know what? If you donate enough money to this campaign, you get a chance to be on stage with me. You bet.
You can do anything you want, right, Melissa?
You got it.
Well, I got to tell you something. You got to join us more often, okay? We love having you on board. Congratulations with this great project, and we will give everybody the information we can about dates across the USA, and anytime that you want anything, we are at your beckoning call, my friend.
Thank you very much, and you had mentioned that this is being aired to the armed services.
Yes, it is.
God bless them all.
Thank you for saying that. That's very nice. Melissa, you're a class act. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Ron. Take care.
Thank you. The legendary Melissa Manchester. What a talented and down-to-earth lady. Stick around, because there's more to come today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update.
The Pentagon finally launching strikes in Iraq and Syria after Iran-backed proxy groups killed three members of the U.S. military last week. At least 85 targets hit. B-1 bombers flown from here in the U.S. to the Middle East to carry out the strikes. The bodies of the three sergeants, two women ages 23 and 24, and one man who was 46, flown back to Dover Air Force Base Friday in Delaware, President Biden, First Lady Jill, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on hand for the somber ceremony. And taking a look now at USA Business News, a big burst in hiring taking place in January. The government says 353,000 jobs added. That's almost twice what economists had predicted for the month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says unemployment at 3.7%. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. You have no idea how excited I am to have our next guest with us. I haven't talked to him in so long. He's a dear friend and one of the nicest guys, not only in show business, anywhere in the world. He's been on TV with 500 appearances on things like The Tonight Show with Johnny, David Letterman, Columbo. He's been on Murder, She Wrote. He's been everywhere, and he's out right now with a new book called Still Standing, my pal Tom Dreesen. Hey, Tommy, how are you? Thank you for joining us. It's been too long, my friend.
Hey, Ron, how you doing? How have you been?
I have been great.
When people say to me, do you really know Ron Segi? I said, yeah. They said, prove it. I said, he looks just like Brad Pitt. They said, you know him.
Now, I was getting concerned why we haven't talked. I don't know if it's something I said.
I know, Ronnie, and that's your fault. You know, that's all your fault. You know, it's because I owe you money. It doesn't mean that you can't call me once in a while.
Well, you know, the problem is that I had that little case with the FBI, and I knew that you were, you know, you didn't want to taint your reputation, so I just kind of stayed away. But hey, you know, that's water over the dam, and
thank God you pleaded the fifth. That's
I know.
All I'm saying.
Yeah, pleaded the fifth, the eighth, the 27th. I'd plead anything they tell me to plead. Congratulations on this book. I have in front of me a book that is about 15 years old. It's called Tim and Tom, an American comedy in black and white, Tim Reed and Tom Dreesen, who, if you don't know, used to be a comedy team together. But I'm going to set that aside, and I'm going to ask for Still Standing. Tell us about this book. This is great.
This is my 51st year in show business. And as you pointed out, Tim Reed and I were America's first black and white comedy team. And we toured together 6 years, and then the team split up, and I went on my own, and as Tim did. And later, Tim later became Venus Flytrap on WKRP.
Right.
He was on a show called Sister, Sister. He played the father. He's got a brilliant career. And we're still the best of friends to this day. But I went off on my own, and when I started going on my own, I journaled. Where I went, if something poignant or something funny happened, I'd write it down. And I've been collecting these stories for years. As you pointed out, I did 61 appearances on The Tonight Show, and that first appearance on The Tonight Show, how important it was. So I start writing those things down, and then I start touring with Sammy Davis Jr. and Smokey Robinson and Natalie Cole and Gladys Knight and the Pips, Tony Orlando and Don, and of course, finally touring with Frank Sinatra for 14 years as his opening act. I put it all together, and a couple years ago, I said, I want to write a book, and the title, as you point out, is called Still Standing, because it's a double entendre. You know, I'm a stand-up comedian for 51 years, and I'm still doing it, so I'm still standing. But I've also been knocked down a lot in my life, and physically knocked down, as the book points out, you know, but I got back up again. And a lot of rejections, and as we all go through in our life, and especially in show business, but I wouldn't let it defeat me, and I kept getting back up again.
Up to the point that you were on The Tonight Show back in 1975, it was very, very tough. That was the turning point. You made a deal that, you know, God treated you kind of unfairly up to that point, but then the rest of the life, he said, hey, this is yours.
I've always felt like God said, the first half of your life, I'm going to put a load on you. But if you survive, the second half is on me.
Mm-hmm.
And God kept his promise.
Oh, that's good. There's a funny story that he was my only chance to meet Frank Sinatra. Tom says, I'm going to be in Daytona. Come backstage at intermission. I'm going to introduce you to Frank Sinatra. So I go back with my wife, and I see the sign says Frank Sinatra on the door. And I walk down about 10 steps, and Tom's dressing room is on the right. He's already done his first set. And I'm standing in the hallway waiting for Mr. Sinatra to come out. Tom says, you should come in and have a glass of wine. I said, oh, that's a good idea. I go in and have a glass of wine, come back in the hallway. Bingo, he's gone. He's on stage. You got to tell the story, Tom, about the time that he woke you up in the middle of the night to meet you at a bar.
Frank Sinatra never went to bed till the sun came up. He was nocturnal. So whether we were on the road or off the road, when the sun came up, Frank went to bed. So oftentimes we were off the road. I would go stay at his house. He had a compound down in Rancho Mirage in the Palm Springs area, and a huge compound. And the compound was the main house where he stayed, and there were swimming pools and tennis courts. They had bungalows on the outer perimeter of the compound called Strangers in the Night, Tender Trap, New York, New York, My Way, and they're named after his songs.
Sure.
And he would come and get me some nights at 2:30, 3:00, in the morning and say, Tommy, let's go take a ride. One particular night, there was a bar down the street called Chaplin's Bar, and Frank loved to go in there. It was on Frank Sinatra Drive. But Sidney closed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he would give Frank the keys and say, you know, the bar is yours. You know, Frank would always leave enough money there. And once in a while, a bartender would stay because Frank tipped $100 whenever you brought him one drink. Somebody would like to hang there. But and this particular night, you know, Frank always locked the front door at 2 o'clock, and we stayed in there till the sun came up. He forgot to lock the front door. And now it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm talking to him, looking over his shoulder, and I see a car pull up, and a woman gets out of the passenger side. There's two women in there, and she comes running in the bar. She runs up right behind him. She said, excuse me, do they have a jukebox in here? And Frank Sinatra turned around and looked her right in the face and said, I'm sorry, what did you say? She said, do they have a jukebox in here? And Frank looked around and he said, no, I don't think so. No, they don't. He said, I'll sing for you. She said, no, thanks. And she turned around and she walked out. he looked at her like a little boy was watching her go out the door. And I said, she obviously didn't recognize you. He said, maybe she did.
Maybe she did. I've told that story so many times. That is a great story. You know, you've got this thing that you got going via Zoom of the man who made Sinatra laugh. Tell us about that, Tommy.
Frank Sinatra fans all over the world are always writing to me, can you tell me about this, tell me about that. So what I did, I put together a Zoom broadcast. It was called The Man Who Made Sinatra Laugh. And they sent me all their questions. And I was on it for 2 hours. But I would answer their questions with a poignant story or a very funny story. You know, lessons I learned from Frank Sinatra along the way and stuff like that. So it was really an entertaining. I thought it was going to last. We thought it would last an hour. It lasted 2 hours.
Wow.
And was very successful.
And the book is out right now. It's available anywhere you can buy books.
Amazon.com, by the way, will get it to your house in 2 days. They're amazing. Yeah. I wish I had invested in that stock. They're amazing.
Yeah, you order like a paperclip and they deliver it. You know, it's amazing. I don't know how they make any money.
Yeah.
But they are.
Yeah.
Have you seen your buddy, the helmet hair fellow, Frankie Avalon?
Oh, yeah. I just talked to him the other day. And Jimmy Darren, James Darren.
Yeah.
You know, two buddies of mine from Philadelphia just did a show. You know, I'm a Chicago boy.
Yeah, I know.
But when I came out here to the West Coast, I never got along well with show business people. I think they're mostly a bunch of prima donna, spoiled brats who most of them never worked a day in their life and do not know what it's like to work a day in their life. I'm talking about real work.
Yeah.
So I gravitated more toward neighborhood guys. Frankie Avalon,
right.
Bobby Rydell, Jimmy Darren, they're all from South Philadelphia. Joe Pesci's from New Jersey. Joe Montaigne, Gary Sinise, Eddie Marinaro, you know, Frankie Valli. We just sit around and tell stories and stuff like that. So those are the kind of guys I still am friends with to this day. Smokey Robinson. Robinson from Detroit, you know.
And you're right about that. And your description of show business people is also applicable to politicians who never worked a day in their life and get a job.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of situation. Going to go back out then?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know what inspired me, Ronnie? Many years ago, I was working at Harrah's with Sammy Davis Jr., and George Burns was appearing next door at Caesars in Lake Tahoe. And I had done the Dean Martin roasting George, and I had met him before that, and I really liked him a lot. And so after my show, I went over to catch his show, and I watched. He was 95 years old. He didn't run out to the microphone, but when he got out there, he did a strong hour and 10 minutes. And afterward, I went backstage, and then he was looking at some notes. And I walked into his dressing room, and I said to him, hey, George, how you doing? He looked up from his notes. He said, oh, hi, Tommy. He said, I was working on some new material tonight. And I thought, that's what I want to be. I want to be 95 years old working on new material.
Yeah.
So that's how I want to go out, you know.
I asked Milton Berle one time, do you want to retire? And he said, to what? So he said, if I go, people recognize me, so I might as well get paid for it. People ask me, when are you going to retire? I said, this is not a heavy lifting job. No, I'm digging a ditch someplace. Nice and air conditioned here. I get to talk to Tom Dreesen. I mean, life couldn't be better.
Frank Sinatra told me one time, I said, Frank, about retirement. He said, Tommy, we'll quit going to see them when they quit coming to see us.
Oh.
What a good line. Huh?
Well, and he knew that was never going to happen. So that still standing, available on Amazon, every place else. And we can check into the Zoom here to see the show?
I haven't gotten one. I may do it again.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and what I'll do is I'll send out the word and call you and let you tell everybody. And all it is they simply go to a link.
Right.
And link, I'm the man who made Sinatra laugh. And if you didn't go to my website, TomDreesen.com, which is DREESEN. Most people spell my name wrong, but TomDreesen.com. You can find out whatever you want there.
Tom, do me a favor, though, okay?
Sure.
Really. let's not talk like every 50 years, all right? I mean, you're a great guy, great friend. When I found out that you were going to be on the show today, I said, this is fantastic. I always enjoy talking to you. So let's stay in contact, and then when you start touring again, you'll see me in the front row.
I appreciate that, Ron. And do you have a guest house or a guest room? Because I may want to come and spend a couple of years.
I have a beautiful guest room. I got a pool. I got a car collection. Your home is my home. And the price is right up your alley.
It's in an alley?
No. You're welcome here anytime. You know that. I don't have to tell you that.
You got it. Thanks, Ronnie. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the interview. I always appreciate your interviews. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Tom. And still standing. Get it on Amazon. I've known Tommy a lot of years. And I'll tell you something. He's always on the money. Great entertainer. And a very funny guy who's worked with all the best. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Back now with our lifestyle segment of Ron Segi today, and I have a very important subject we're going to chat about. Here's a statistic for you. 70 million baby boomers will retire, and they're taking on new roles, many of them becoming volunteers. Joining us to discuss the critical needs for volunteers is AmeriCorps National Director Italia Sergi and Charlotte Simpson. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
So, ladies, tell us about this volunteer program you have created.
I enjoy volunteering.
How does this volunteer spirit show up in AmeriCorps Seniors? How does this whole thing come together?
So AmeriCorps Seniors has three programs, and the purpose of our program is service to others. All of the volunteers who participate in our program, that's what they came for, to help other people in their community. And we are the largest national service program in the U.S. for adults 55 and over. And we create a space where older adults can take charge of this moment in their lives and determine how they want to spend their time.
Sharon, how did you get involved with this?
Yes, I've really been volunteering my entire life. I've served as the court-appointed special advocate in the Indiana foster care system and volunteered in a friend's ESL classroom and participated in numerous volunteer activities at my church. What I find so wonderful about AmeriCorps Seniors is that the volunteer opportunities are available nationwide. You just take a look at their website, you will see that there is truly something for everyone. Each program has a different focus.
Are these programs designed for the passion of the people so that it's something that they're not only interested in, might even be very well versed in it?
Yes. We have 140,000 older adults that are serving across the country.
You customize these volunteer programs too, don't you?
Volunteers are matched with an older adult or someone with a disability. They help them to maintain their independent living and reducing social isolation. We have a foster grandparent program where volunteers become tutors and mentors to children and youth in all types of settings, wherever you find children. And then we have an RSVP program. The program offers a variety of opportunities. If you are interested in supporting people with food security, they might place you at a food bank. If you're interested in helping someone who is coming out of homelessness to get back on their feet and you had some experience in finance, you might coach them in on their budget. So there are many opportunities.
Somebody said that you also get some supplemental health insurance. Is that true?
Yeah, you might have supplemental insurance. There may be mileage reimbursement that they provide, small stipend to offset the cost of volunteering.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you focus and promote people 55 and over. If someone under 55 would like to partake, can they?
If you're 55 and over and you want to get connected to AmeriCorps Seniors, you're going to go to AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment. On the AmeriCorps website, there are opportunities for people under 55. We engage people of all generations in service. So, yeah, you could go to our website and find information about that as well.
I cannot stress enough that we shouldn't let age define us and that we really should embrace life. And volunteering has shown me that my community needs me just as much as I need it.
Some of these projects gives you, the person that's volunteering, some new skills and some new knowledge of an area that they may have never had before.
Yeah, that's true. And so you can gain new skills that can help you in your own personal life or help your family and friends.
Tanya, where can we go for more information on this?
So you'll go to AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment.
AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment. Our guest has been Italia Sergi and Charlotte Simpson. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
There is nothing more confusing in life than how to understand insurance, how to get the best quality insurance for the consumer. The president of the nonprofit NAIC, which is the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, joining us, Clara Lily Myers. Hi, Clara. How are you?
Thank you so much. And I'm doing well. How about you, Ron?
I'm doing fine. Let's talk about the rising cost and the complexity of insurance on a national issue. It is very important.
Absolutely.
What are some of the things that we need to watch for when it comes to insurance? Health insurance, liability insurance, home insurance, car insurance, business insurance?
Yep. When we're looking at insurance, we are looking at it as asset protection, making sure that, you know, first of all, we have coverage for if whatever's out there, because those are assets we pour money into. We want to make sure that those things are covered. I recognize that insurance rates have increased increase due to the inflation. The adequate insurance is extremely important. It protects you, and they can go to a lot of different sources, one of which is their local agent or broker. Certainly can go to their State Department of Insurance or the NAIC through NAIC.org.
With the absence of a lot of insurance companies in some states, for example, I live in Florida, and insurance companies are running out of here like crazy.
Again, one insurer drops out of the marketplace. There are others that are there. That one insurer that drops out of the marketplace still has to honor its obligations to you. If a consumer can't find any coverage with the number of carriers that are left in the marketplace, in many states they have an insurer last resort. It's often called the FAIR plan, and they will provide coverage. Check your State Department of Insurance to find out what options you might have other than that one insurer or two insurers that are leaving or have left the marketplace.
Does the government have any price controls over this, because they just keep rising and rising, and of course they're in business to make money. I understand that totally. But does the government ever step in and say, you know what, your prices are getting too high? Because kind of government interference, sometimes it just skyrockets.
There are rules and regulations, laws that govern what they can and cannot do. There are rules, but certainly your department will be looking at the actuarial information given to them by the insurance company. They will employ or have actuaries that will look at it to see whether or not the rise is needed, because for insurance products, it has to be adequate, it can't be excessive, and it cannot be discriminatory. So those are the things that every insurance department will be looking at and looking for.
Is there any type of insurance that is more important than others?
There are. I won't say that, you know, one is better than the other. You have to decide what is the most important to you. You know, certainly have life insurance so that you don't leave the people left behind, you know, with nothing. Certainly health insurance is important to keep you healthy while you are still here. You still operate a vehicle. You want to make sure that you're protected that way in property. You want to make sure that you still have a house. So all of those things are important. You want to protect your assets. And so to do that, you're contacting a local agent or certainly your state insurance department, or you're finding out information from NAIC.org.
Our guest has been Clara Lindley Myers, president of the nonprofit NAIC, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Clara, where can we go for more information?
Absolutely. You would go to the NAIC.org. You would go to your state insurance department. And if you have any questions about obtaining coverage, filing claims, appealing denied claims, resolving issues or brokers, go to your state department of insurance, because we're here to help.
Clara, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Clara Lindley Myers, president of the nonprofit NAIC, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, with great ways to handle your insurance issues. And that wraps up our lifestyle segment with Ron Sedgy today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On this extended Labor Day weekend, that's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And our guests include actress Julia Louise Dreyfus, Tom Smothers from the Smothers Brothers, singer-songwriter Melissa Manchester, Tommy Dreesen, funny comedian, volunteer work being outlined by AmeriCorps. I want to thank those ladies for being on the show, and Clara Myers. And I also hope you enjoyed our very first segment, a tribute to the late Bob Barker. We'll be looking for your company come next week. We'll do it again live, nationwide, and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And until then, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.